This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. CBS News projects that Ohio's Issue 1 will pass, amending the state's constitution to protect access to abortion. Voter reaction in Dayton.
Abortion is a very personal thing, but I don't have the right to tell others. And I think women have the right to control their bodies.
I try to keep my faith and my politics separate, but I think the number one just goes a little too far.
Also, CBS News projects a Democratic incumbent governor, Andy Beshear, has defeated Republican challenger Daniel Cameron, Kentucky's attorney general. University of Virginia political analyst Larry Sabato.
It's not as though Kentucky's going to vote Democratic for president anytime soon, if ever again. But it suggests that the right kind of Democrat can do well enough in rural areas, for example, to overcome a very strong Republican lean.
In Washington, D.C., police arrested a 21-year-old man who had a rifle at a park near the U.S. Capitol. CBS's Nicole Killian with more.
Near the U.S. Capitol, police took down a 21-year-old man who was carrying a semi-automatic weapon.
One officer tasered him in the back. He fell forward onto his gun.
The suspect was identified as Amir Levon Morrell of Atlanta, Georgia. A law enforcement source tells CBS News the gun seized was a modified AR-15 rifle.
And breaking news, the U.S. House has voted to censure Democratic Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib of Michigan for her comments about the Israel-Hamas war. She's the only Palestinian-American in Congress. 1 month after Hamas launched its deadly surprise attack on Israel, fighting in the heart of Gaza City is intensifying. CBS's Charlie Daggett, embedded with the Israeli army in northern Gaza, he's now in Tel Aviv, and he says while hundreds of Americans have been able to get out of Gaza, hundreds more remain.
The U.S. State Department says 400 Americans and their families, so many more than 400 Americans, have been able to get out of that Rafah crossing into Egypt. But as many as 600 Americans are still inside Gaza. Whether they want to leave or not, that's where they are.
There's been another deadly highway pileup in New Orleans. Details from CBS's Jim Grisula.
Drivers suddenly found themselves in thick fog and smoke from a marsh wildfire. New Orleans Police Captain Wayne DeLarge.
We were not alerted of the fog. We were not alerted of the fog until we responded to the auto accidents, until we responded to the crashes.
Similar dense fog and smoke conditions caused a series of deadly accidents on Interstate 55 northwest in New Orleans 2 weeks ago.
Napoleon Bonaparte's hat is expected to sell for $850,000 at auction in Paris at the end of November. Also going up for auction, a nightshirt he wore on his final exile on the Isle of St. Helena. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ROCK to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ROCK to 42424. That's ROCK to 42424.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
I'm Ben Affleck, and I want to thank you for joining me and supporting Paralyzed Veterans of America.
I joined the Navy to serve my country as a Navy SEAL. While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. And I broke my neck. It left me paralyzed. Paralyzed Veterans of America was by my side from that moment on.
Since 1946, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to our wounded veterans. We will never leave a fallen comrade behind.
Thanks to PVA, paralyzed veterans are getting specialized medical care and treatments, the benefits they've earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need.
I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are. without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Our veterans fought for us. Let's fight for them.
To learn more, go to PVA.org today.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast overnight with scattered rain showers likely. Lows around 38. East winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 44 tomorrow. Chance for scattered showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 39.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Broad.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But we're